As you've heard several times on this program, perhaps the most anticipated presentation in colorectal cancer at the 2007 ASCO meeting was the third and final update of the MOSAIC trial presented by Principal Investigator Dr. Aimery DeGramont. I met with Dr. DeGramont to further discuss this fascinating clinical trial, and he began by commenting on the background of the study.
It started at the end of 1999, and it's true it was a real challenge to start the MOSAIC trial at that time, because if you could remember, the standard adjuvant therapy at that time was the Mayo Clinic regimen with a low dose leucovorin, 5-FU bolus, 5 days per month. But we already knew that oxaliplatin could not have been combined very well with this regimen. So we had to impose a new control arm, which was leucovorin, 5-FU bolus, and infusion, and the regimen which is used in combination with oxaliplatin. That was a lot of discussion at that time.
The other thing that was interesting is right from the beginning, you established that disease-free survival was going to be the primary endpoint. Is that correct?
Yes, it was decided even before the results of the ACCENT study.
Because I was talking with Dan Sargent about that, and he was mentioning how you had come to that conclusion yourself even before the ACCENT data. What was it that led you to conclude that you could look at 3 years disease-free survival?
The obvious correlation that it could have with relapse and survival. And it's also true that we had to assess this endpoint before releasing the results of the trial. So we had a meeting with Dan Sargent at that time and other people. And maybe it's the beginning of the full story.
Can you talk about the three major data presentations that you've done on this trial, including what you just presented yesterday?
The first presentation was done here in Chicago 4 years ago when we had our primary endpoint, which was 3 year disease-free survival. Then a discussion with authorities imposed to have a 6 months follow-up for disease-free survival until 5 years, minimal follow-up for all patients, and also to prolong the follow-up for survival until 6 years. But based on the results I have presented, it's not the end.